today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I didn't know you were an equestrian fan. Are you?
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I've ridden. I don't like riding at all. I like to watch them.
This is teeing one up for him to go. What don't you like about riding, Rob Spiewak? I'm just curious about that.
When the horses complain, they say, one at a time, please.
It's a panda bear.
I know, but we say panda bear. I think they're giant pandas. I don't know. Ponies, see if they are technically bears.
Do you think they're their own species?
Well, they're definitely their own species.
They're technically reptile.
Are they?
Mike, it's a fish.
I think you might be right. That they're actually a different.
It's not like a grizzly or a brown bear.
It's not a bear?
Well, we'll check. We'll find it. It might have the same species. It's not the same genus.
You ever seen that viral video?
It's a bear.
Okay. Way to go, Rob.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, when I think about Rob and his interaction with, I think you would agree, Oscar, that you participate with listeners when we're on these road trips. I do probably to a certain extent as well when we're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
We had breakfast with a bunch of listeners on Saturday morning, but nobody hangs with the jolly listeners like Rob Spiewak. And his impression is, well, not impression, but his image on the show is one of sweetness and light. So when he comes to me before the show today and he talks about what he refers to as the DC Zoo and hating a zoo, which I would think would be, you know, right up his alley, like King's Dominion and all things that are fun and spectacular. And you are you seemed to be filled with hate today about the zoo, and
well,
I'm just curious what's wrong.
There is an ongoing story in the Washington, D.C. area for my entire life that I've never loved, and that is the pandas.
Yeah, well, I'm with you.
I don't like the pandas.
But I'm considered a hateful monster, so I mean, me hating the idea of the pandas.
That's on brand for Mike.
Yes, but I just, I always felt
on brand.
He's
hateful
true,
monster,
true to
on
form.
Brand.
Well, give me some of that hate, because I feel that they are way overrated. They don't do anything. I've heard about them my entire life. When I was a boy, it was Ling Ling and Sing Sing.
Ling Ling and Sing Sing.
Right?
I was when you were a boy, I was a man.
That's right.
And
come over here, boy. Sit on my lap.
Let me tell you of these black and white wonders.
Sit right up here. Sit right up here, young man. Oh, no, stay. Stay. Stay longer. No. But anyway, oh, that's gross. All right.
You want me to do voices for you, boy?
Yeah, here you go. This is a character we call Charlie.
So we've always heard about these giant pandas, and it's a very big deal in Washington, D.C., but every time I've been to the zoo, and I've been to the zoo maybe 10, 12 times in my life, okay? They never do anything. They're often not there.
Well, now wait. Now hold, let me stop you there, because you're talking about zoo animals by their very nature don't really do anything.
That's
true. How you doing? Hey, man, we are zoo animals. 15 minutes after the hour. Hey, if you got 15, if you're getting there at 7:30, you got 15 minutes to get there.
It's Mad Dog and the Panda.
How you doing? By the way, Jack Diamond, Morning Man in Washington, D.C., posting on Facebook how Donny Osmond was a super nice guy. Jack, you need to get back in the game. You need to get another job. Don't post like that.
If he's down to the Osmond memories.
Yes, we all know Donny was a nice guy, and you're posting of some morning show bit you did where you had 5,000 people in your heyday. You know, you need to get back in the game if you're starting to compliment Donny Osmond. I'm just saying, all right, I agree with you, Donny Osmond.
Yes.
I found to be one of the nicest men I have ever interviewed, a tremendous human being. But, you know, I'd like to
Jack Diamond also posted Jack this morning, Empire State Building, impressive.
That, you know, and there's no reason Jack Diamond, there are 1,000 reasons why I should not be back on the radio, but there is not one reason why Jack shouldn't be back on the radio, because he's fine for what it is now.
Yeah, perfect. Well, he left on top. It wasn't him. It was a corporate change.
Well, none of us left, you know, without format changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything wrong.
No.
But, I mean, I think Jack would fit into the kind of, you know, that type of show you know, fits today. It's why he lasted longer than many of us.
I think he could out McFly Tommy.
Oh, well, he did.
I think he could completely out McFly Tommy.
Yes, absolutely. But speaking of those two.
But speaking of the zoo.
Mike, speaking of McFly and Diamond, don't you think they would love to talk about pandas? Because it's a great local vanilla DC story.
And pandas would be as hot today as they were back in the day.
They are.
When we were making fun of pandas. Red because panda it was the
action.
Local news.
Right.
Let's go out and see if Ling Ling has ejaculated yet.
Yeah, well, you're out there and
it's
Bob.
Bay Bay this time.
Yeah, it's Bay Bay. But Bob. It was Ling Ling the female, too, so I might have had that one wrong.
Well, if she can, definitely keep her at the zoo.
I'm still jet lagged after last
I know.
But talking about the pandas, but it's such a job. It's the equivalent of sending somebody out to the airport the day before.
What they do is they'll, like Channel 5, which is our beautiful local news station here and who I spend my mornings with.
You watch them more than I do.
And so it's like, let's go to Bob Barnard, who's out at the National Zoo. And he's like, hey, guys, Allison and Steve, the pandas are not actually out of the enclosure this morning.
Right.
But you can see this grassy
area. They're eating bamboo in the corner where they can't see
we have some B-roll of them eating bamboo from when Nixon was president. If we can go to, do we have that? Can we go to that, please? And so all of the, well, the big deal is that we've got this deal with China. That if in America,
I'm now putting a tariff on the pandas.
Tariff panda.
Right. I will now be suspending all imports of bamboo to the National Zoo.
Mr. President, have you seen the video of the female panda ejaculating?
Yes. It was back during the Nixon administration.
So we're going through all of this, and they've got this deal with China, that if a domestic-born giant panda reaches the age of 4, it has to be shipped back to China.
It's part
but
of
it was
their,
born in the United States, so it's got American citizenship.
It's part of their preservation.
It can
of
be
the president. Species.
That's right. But that's the deal.
It's part of the preservation of the species.
The preservation of the species.
Yes.
Species.
But I think the original Ling Ling and Sing Sing were actually gifts from China. So there's probably a deal in place that if we breed, we got to send them back at age 4. And so this has been a big deal all week here at Mike West.
That's when they start working at the factories, Mike.
That's right. They make Nikes.
iPhones.
So it's
they have to go over and make iPhones.
Well, they're great there. Because those big paws are so soft.
Never
scratch the screen.
But you know what? They're bad at lacing. They cannot lace a shoe.
So they won't, these screens are so wonderful.
They won't scuff new Jordans.
Pandas.
So
pandas, ladies and gentlemen.
Last week, it was the going away week for 4-year-old Bebe the panda, who once again is
isn't
in the
that
enclosure.
Beyonce's nickname?
I believe so. I believe so.
It's Bay.
Just
Bay. It's Bay. Not Bay Bay.
Hot chocolate with Bay Bay. They had morning meetings with Bay Bay. It's like, come and get your picture at the enclosure. You won't see Bay Bay, but this is the shack where Bay Bay lives. You know, and the zoo's opening an hour early, so you can come in and not see Bay Bay.
Just Bay Bay saying goodbye.
Yes, because it was Bay Bay's going away week.
By the way, is Bay Bay, and I look, if you are, I don't want to offend any ethnic group
or any pandas,
but I'm an older man, so please bear with me from a different time. Is Bebe going to be released into the wild, or is Bebe going to be eaten?
I don't think they eat the panda.
No. Okay, I just don't know. Asian cultures consume different foods.
They do, and that's what makes the world so great, Mike. Is that we're all different, but we all have great similarities as well.
Durian, which is the stink fruit,
that's right,
and
panda.
And we all remember Tropic Thunder, where a panda attacked Tug Speedman, and he had to make it into a suit of sorts.
Yes, of course.
We all remember that. Yes. So today, Bebe is on a chartered Federal Express jet and actually arrived to China safely. Mm-hmm. But the thing that bothered me all morning, to your point, is they kept calling the plane the Panda Express. Which, as you know, is a fast food Chinese
restaurant. Yesterday.
Yes, this is a fast food Chinese restaurant. So you're probably giving the wrong image of Bebe.
Peiwei, better than Panda Express.
Oh, my God. Well, I found out Pony told me that Peiwei is actually the fast food version of P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So that's why you're getting the high quality.
Like a mid-tier.
That works. I'll take Peiwei over P.F. Chang's, to be honest with you.
So
I thought Panda Express was a movie as well, no?
I don't think so, no.
Kung Fu Panda.
I think that's Polar Express.
Polar Express.
That's right.
Come on.
Yes.
Polar Express.
Full color, not black and white.
Well, the panda's black and white.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
about. So they're calling it the Panda
Express. The Panda Express, and you know what? I'm just
so lazy.
It's very lazy.
But there's a huge panda on the side of the plane, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, but it's but at the same time, you're stealing a branded and marketed fast food chain in the United States. It's been very successful. And I think it's cheating.
It is cheating.
They just cheated us.
And now they're going
to be throwing an orange chicken on the side.
The panda didn't get off the cockadoodie plane.
Panda. Mike, the panda's
in the
enclosure.
Such a big deal about this bear?
And I don't think they're technically bears. Are they bears?
Pandas?
It's a panda bear. It's
I know,
called
but we
a panda
say,
bear.
I think they're giant pandas. I don't know. Pony, see if they are technically bears.
Do you
bears.
Think they're their own species?
Well, they're definitely their own species.
What about they're technically reptiles.
Are they?
Mike, it's a fish.
I think you might be right, that they're actually a different
It's not like a grizzly species. Or a brown bear. They're
it's
different.
Not a bear?
Well, we'll check. We'll find it. It might have the same species, not if not the same genus.
You ever seen that viral
it is
video?
A bear.
Okay.
It's a bear. Okay. Way to go, Rob.
Hey, this is what we do. We live and learn.
Have you ever seen that viral video of the guy riding his bicycle through the woods when he is chased by the bear? The
no.
Bear? Yeah, it's a fascinating video. Viral video.
Hmm. Did
Sorry,
he,
I stopped the show.
That's
that,
fine. Was he
it
caught?
A panda?
No, he wasn't caught, but he goes booking down the path. And he's got
That's
the GoPro camera on his
head.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, Mike. I know.
He's
this
got
is
the GoPro camera
year.
On
yeah,
his
yeah,
head,
yeah,
on his
yeah,
helmet.
Yeah.
And it keeps turning back. Yeah, and you see
and
the thing
there.
Is like literally
yeah,
on his
galloping.
Heels.
I've seen it.
Galloping.
Yes.
And, well, you just told me you hadn't
well,
seen it.
Well, I thought when you mentioned the fact that it's the GoPro and the turning, that's what made me think of it. I thought it was like an observation video.
And then he veers off the path and mm-hmm. you see him look to his right and there's the bear.
Yeah.
Like the bear is right there with him the whole time and the bear moseys on off.
That definitely a bear species in that video.
Yes.
Yes. But I guess we now know, according to Pony, that pandas are indeed real bears.
Yes, they are.
Different subspecies of bears.
I thought by now we would have saved them. Don't you think these efforts,
yeah,
conservation
thought,
efforts, that
well,
they're no longer in the endangered species
yeah,
list?
Yeah, but see, they live in China.
Mm.
You know.
Oh, and where, so they where, can where? Only have one baby?
The one,
no.
The one panda
China
policy?
Pollutes. China pollutes.
Oh, I thought you talked about the limitations no. on people, too.
Right.
The Smithsonian has nothing to promote. This is how they get the word out about what's going on at the
Smithsonian
zoo.
Has everything to promote. They've got Lincoln's hat.
Yeah, but this is already, I would say, in their PR playbook, where when we ship one out, we got to do this to get maximum exposure.
What's going to happen to the panda when it gets to China? Put it in the zoo there?
They will keep it in captivity is what I heard. But I don't know if they do a zoo. The Chinese don't have time for leisure activities. They don't go to the zoo. They work.
Why do they have to get the bear back after 4 years?
It's part of the agreement. If we can get our pandas to screw, we get to keep the baby for 4 years, then we got to give it back.
Oh, okay. So they loan their bear.
It's a bear lease program.
For mating purpose. It's like a breeding program.
It's like a car lease, 3 to 4 years. This case, 4 years.
And you can't put too many miles on the bear.
And this is a huge success.
And it was a
Bay
is,
Bay is
it's
a
massive,
huge
massive.
Very,
because
very
most bears, Mike, I guess number-wise, they don't make it past like a few months living in captivity when they're born in captivity.
Oh, here's the phrase I always remember from all the coverage where they say, and when the baby is born, it's the size of a stick of butter.
Right.
That's what they always say when a baby panda is born.
Why is it always
born.
Food with you?
Because they say it.
It was ingrained in it. It's
butter. I like butter.
I was thinking, could I spread it on bread? This
That's
panda?
Amazing, though. It's a tiny little
and oftentimes
red thing.
They,
it looks like a dog's lipstick, doesn't it?
It does. And they bit. Oftentimes get killed because pandas not bright roll over on their baby.
I remember
they, but
that.
But they don't cannibalize, do they?
No.
They don't actually think it's butter.
And they're not carnivores. They eat vegetation.
Oh, but right? This was a big deal last week. I think it was a Thursday of the Bay Bay going away festivities. Come on out and see Bay Bay eat sugarcane instead of bamboo because it's a treat.
Oh, okay. But it's kind of similar to inconsistency to bamboo.
I believe so, but sweeter.
Sugarcane and bamboo are a similar type.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you want to make sure you don't give the panda
You don't want
cavities.
Bamboo in your mojito, though.
So what is bothering you about all this?
Too much coverage on something that doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
Well, you don't
care about the pandas at all? I mean,
no, they're fine.
An endangered species.
But you're Mr. Fluff. You like fluff.
Mike, what about the pachyderms? What about elephants? Show me some elephant news. I like that.
I love elephants.
You know what I really like? You know what I love? Polar bears.
Mm.
Yeah, they're more fun.
And then that's an animal that's endangered. Due to what we're doing to the climate.
Exactly.
That's that's directly impacting.
But polar bears get all the run. They don't need any more, I guess, awareness.
Well, they had a really good run with Coca-Cola, but I'm not seeing that anymore.
You mean the Coca-Cola polar bear?
Yeah. I love those commercials. Oh, they're back. Those commercials put me in the
air. They're back.
Yeah, I'm not saw them on the can.
Not seeing it on the can.
How do you spell, the bebe we're talking about?
I think it's B-E-B-E.
No.
It's not?
I think it's B-A-I-B-A-I.
That's bye-bye.
But they pronounce it.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Bebe.
Bebe.
Michael, tell us.
And I'm so
Bebe is one of two.
Tony, and what was your dad's theory about the panda bears?
Oh, he said that the pandas were all beanbags, and occasionally they would just close the exhibit, because every time we would go when I was a kid, they wouldn't be moving, and then you'd come back 10 minutes later and the exhibit's closed, and he said that's when they would just move the beanbags around and then reopen the exhibit, and they're like, oh, look, they moved. Look at that.
They had a dark sense of humor.
And
here.
Then they would fall asleep on their babies.
God rest his soul. What a wonderful I like your dad, and I never met him.
What a moment.
The baby was the size of a stick of butter.
Bloom Boys, the beanbags are out.
Oh, that's right. That's a category.
Gross. Sorry, bro.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Bye-bye, baby.
Headline.
That's why. Bye, baby.
A giant panda
will fly out in a crate in his own private FedEx plane on a nonstop flight to Chengdu, China.
Yes.
Millions of Americans have watched Bebe grow up at the National Zoo, either in person or online via the popular Panda Cam. Some visitors and viewers of Bebe watched him eat his first shoot of bamboo. And for some reason, Harry Carey should be doing this.
I agree.
The giant panda will fly out in a crate on his old private FedEx plane on a nonstop flight to Chengdu, China. Millions of Americans have watched Bebe grow up at the National Zoo, either in person or online via the popular Panda Cam.
What cam, Harry?
Panda Cam.
Thank you.
Some visitors and viewers of Bebe watched him eat his first shoot of bamboo and take his first tumble in the grass.
Oh.
He was barred in 2015. And that same year, Michelle Obama and Peng Liuan, first ladies of the United States, have the People's Republic of China, named him. There it is. It's just blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it is.
You know what else? Pandas love playing in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So having a panda in a zoo boosts its status significantly, as the Edinburgh Zoo in Scotland found out in 2011 when giant panda Tian Tian arrived. Why do they all have two names?
That I don't know.
It's cultural.
Yeah. So you don't do a deep dive on these things.
Well, I mean, it's been around for, maybe it's tradition.
Rob has two Bs.
Oscar?
Roscoe, yes.
Oscar?
Yeah. Roscoe.
Caring for giant pandas isn't cheap or easy.
Ooh.
The Washington, Atlanta, Memphis, and San Diego zoos are said to have spent $33 million more than they received from exhibiting pandas from 2000 to 2003.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
A big zoo is losing money.
Yeah, but think about the heartstrings it pulls at, right?
Yeah, and that hot chocolate that you got to drink with the bear, that was expensive too. Come have hot chocolate with Bebe.
Have you ever seen the pandas moving?
I don't believe I have. I went there and
saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still like the Great Ape House. That to me is the greatest.
That's
they're the best smelling. They're the closest to us, and they're usually, if you can find one that's out and about, they're usually quite animated.
As a kid, I always remember the lion exhibit where you actually would see like these predators right in front of you, down below you.
Would you climb over?
No, I wouldn't climb over. But as a kid,
there's always that
you're
guy.
Shot. The very first time you ever get to see this, if you're lucky enough to live in a town with a wonderful zoo.
Yes.
I remember my brother and I being like, I can't believe they're right here. This is nuts.
Yeah. Now, are you going to... I mean, will they get another panda over here to breed? Is that what they're going to
do?
Well,
I think we still have
pandas.
We still have two, okay, right? Yeah. Because they're the parents of Bebe.
All right. The National Zoo, I always thought, as far as D.C. goes, D.C., which now finally has some sports teams offering joy to the people of Washington. But for years, when the teams weren't winning and it was very frustrating, the National Zoo, I always thought, was kind of a win. It was always kind of well done, well put
People
together.
Come into town, you're like, what should we do? Go to the National Zoo.
And in your case, you live in D.C., yes. Very easy to hop on a metro. Mm-hmm. Go to the zoo.
No parking at the zoo, though.
What do you mean there's parking?
A parking is a horrible situation at the zoo.
You know, you don't like live action. You like recreated action.
If you could give me a robot panda.
You know, you like artifice. So you enjoy, that's why you like Jerry Lewis.
No, you know what I love?
You like artifice.
I do love horses. I love horses.
Arabian horses?
Yeah, well, for example. Wait,
that's brand new. This is brand new.
If I ever go to, my grandfather's best friend raced horses, so I spent a lot of time hanging out in Charlestown before it was.
That kind of horse.
Well, but also, not the gambling, but I like horses themselves.
The glue horses.
And also.
I never knew you were a horse enthusiast. When you go. You live close to horse country where you live.
When you go to Busch Gardens, the kids hate it because I always have to go and stare at the Clydesdales. I think they're the most amazing things on earth.
I had no idea.
The Clydesdales are the panda bear of the horse community.
In what way?
Because they're you don't really see Clydesdales anymore. You just don't see them.
And how do we have to mail them back to China?
No, I'm saying that when you see them, I think most people go and
mail them to St. Louis.
Most people, when I they had them out for the World Series, I took a hard left and I went to go look at the horses.
Aren't they incredible?
You like them?
Yes.
I too would be, if you said to me, if the three of us were together and you said, Mike, the Clydesdales are down here.
Yes.
Do you want to go down and see them? I'd say, is it uphill or downhill? And then you said downhill. I'd go down and see them.
Yeah, I took a detour to go see them.
At Busch Gardens, you can see them in the stables. And also, if you take the sky ride, you can see them from above. And it's amazing.
Have you ever looked at, down there?
Yeah.
Yes. I would think that would be just spectacular.
As you said about the Great Ape House, Mike, it's like looking at ourselves.
Oh, that looks familiar.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. I didn't know you were an equestrian fan. Are you?
A horse?
I've ridden. I don't like riding at all. I like to watch them.
This is teeing one up for him to go. What don't you like about riding, Rob Spiewak? I'm just curious about that.
When the horses complain, they say, one at a time, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh.
What's his problem?
It's Lieutenant Hurwitz. Severe shell shock. Thinks he's Ethel Merman.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, start now. Honey, everything's coming up right.
War is hell.
The stewardess said both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Besides, I haven't touched any kind of plane in 6 years.
Dr. Rumick says the sick people are getting worse and we're running out of time.
I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate.
Hello?
Hello?
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbón. Manny Mota.
Mota.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Johnny, how much more coffee?
No thanks.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak. Leg her down and smack them yak. Cold got to be.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Show, back in the bosom of the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. On the air now for you, and brought to you today by a wonderful new advertiser that we've had. Well, not that new, actually. We just love them. The show is heard all over the world, from the borough of Hohokus, New Jersey.
Did you know that those hyphens are actually in the name? It's the only American city with hyphens. In it.
Hohokus.
Yes.
New Jersey. Barrington, Rhode Island. Mesa, Arizona. Lutherville, Maryland. Abilene, Texas. Hobart, Australia. Speaking of like bears, the koala bears down there, did you see any of that where they've got all these horrible fires down in Australia?
Oh, I saw a lady saved one. Yeah. Koalas,
it's horrible.
Mm, yeah.
Really, really horrible. They're,
and by the way, koalas are not bears. They're rabbits.
See, that's what you got the panda confused.
Marsupials.
With.
Marsupials, not rabbits. I'm kidding,
our show today brought to you by FabFitFun. Sound the trumpets. The 2019 FabFitFun Winter Box is on sale now. The Winter Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get ready for the holidays with their amazing box of products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your interests and delivered right to your door. These boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. Carla flips out. There's something like that she was using as an exfoliant on my face.
A scrub.
The other day that I think she got from FabFitFun. It's got lots of great stuff. Christmas four times a year. She screams, she dances, she loves. Such laughter. Shh, don't tell. But I'm going to steal her Bluetooth shower speaker.
Mm. Yes.
It's phenomenal. I love FabFitFun, too. FabFitFun, a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. That's the truth, Ruth. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get a $10 off your first, or get $10 off, not a $10 off.
That's coupon. Right.
Let me start again.
Please.
Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. It is a great deal.
It's great.
Remember, go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Who had Vegas throat day number four? This guy.
Everyone I talked to has got it. I think it's the dryness out there.
It was drier than I've been in Las Vegas a million times.
Yeah,
I have been in Las Vegas a million times. I have never, ever, ever felt it drier than it was, and that's what gets you the Vegas throat, mm-hmm. and it lasts. And I didn't, enjoy all that much hooch, to be honest with you. It was just late nights and talking, and dry is the number one reason, because I really didn't, outside of doing the show. But a crowded restaurant and bar where we're meeting people and socializing.
Got to raise your
that
voice.
That will get to you. So mm-hmm. it's very, very frustrating. And the drinking habits don't help at all. So Friday night, I believe that I was in the Golden Nugget. Carla grabbed me by the arm. I was pissy about it because I wanted to stay out all night.
Right.
And she saved. I'm not kidding you. She saved me. From myself on Friday night, I would have been, in terrible shape for the rest mm-hmm. of the weekend. We had a Saturday night show to do, which, by the way, that's what counts. We were really psyched to do that. Yeah. Now, I heard the drinking stories about both of you, mm-hmm. and I only heard one for each person. And you can take them in order because I always like to analyze the, once we get done doing shows, there's a letdown and we release some steam. Now, in Oscar's case, it was Saturday night into
I didn't
Sunday
go out
morning.
On Friday.
Right.
Yeah. I went straight back to the hotel.
In Rob's case, it was Friday night into Saturday morning, which I might have reevaluated your choice there. I was told when I came in Saturday morning
right.
to the downtown Grand Hotel
right.
that into the wee hours of the morning, it was the Rob show. That you were putting on a Rob, you were seated, not at the bar. I think you were seated over in the seating area.
I don't remember it being excessively late, but I do remember hitting several tables. And there was concern because my Uncle Bruce has some mobility issues. And he gets a scooter when he goes to Vegas, which is great because it allows him to keep up and do everything he wants to do. And it affords him the luxury of comfort. So
Does he have one at home?
Yeah, he does, but he rents one when he gets into Vegas.
Well, so you have something to look forward to. Hand me down.
Let's look at the will. So when I get back to the hotel immediately following the show and go into the restaurant bar at the downtown Grand, I immediately see my dad, his wife, and Bruce at a table. So I go over to say hey, because I didn't see them really after the show, and because that's a four-seater table. They're seated at the chairs, and at the fourth slot is Bruce's scooter. And so I just naturally sat on the scooter, and a lot of people came up to me and said, "You okay? Have you?"
He looks so right on that scooter. They're like, "Oh, I guess he's riding around in it."
Did you witness him on the scooter?
I saw the scooter. Yeah. I saw the scooter.
And a lot of people, I think Rob's just given up.
Okay, now see, I'm going.
But the scooter was more comfortable than the wooden chairs.
I mean, you look comfortable in it.
The never drinking story, I'm going, if I had been there, I would have absolutely insisted that you travel through the casino and travel around on that. As a matter of fact, if I'd had the right amount of alcohol, I probably would have done the same.
But well, he was fine when he got there. Like, he just sat on it.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a seat. And then I hit a few tables and talked to some people. And
now, when you say hit a few tables, you have to clarify. Oh, you're not talking about gambling.
No. I didn't gamble that night at all.
I scooted.
I worked the people at the bar, just said hi to everybody, thanked them. And because a lot of them I'd seen in the courtyard following the show, but it was just, and you know, you sit down and you see some familiar faces, and it's nice. And then I went to bed, and I remember there was a very diluted cocktail on my nightstand, so I apparently brought a cocktail up to the room but didn't finish it.
I felt bad on Friday because a big part of what we do is we actually interact after the program. We have a quick meet and greet, and then we go.
Did you say a quick meet and greet?
Well, it depends. Depends on the evening. For me, it was probably the shortest because of the injury that I just went. Shannon had to get back to the hotel.
Cheated death.
And
your entertainment dollar, I believe, at a TMOS live show, between the show itself. I mean, if you're talking about per square foot, the shows that we put on and with the meet and greet, what would you say the total time? I mean, I think we're in Bruce Springsteen territory.
4 to 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're there. Yeah. We're there. We hang. That's
and well, you see, but the thing and is, that is no. Look, that is because we want to do it. There's no pressure to do it.
No.
That is something that we want to do.
We exceed Bruce Springsteen's actual time commitment, and Bruce very seldom does the courtyard.
You wanted to do it.
Of course. I wanted to do it Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, so Saturday I might have on Friday.
No, Saturday was the greatest because Saturday was super nice. You made your surprise
appearance.
Saturday
I probably ducked out a little earlier than you guys. I went back into the green room and laid down.
No, well, I didn't feel like that, Mike. Honestly,
I did not know that.
I didn't lay down, but I put my feet.
We walked back together. On Saturday, and, you were there till the end.
I came back out.
Okay,
but Saturday you also did your surprise pop into the bar, which was great.
Yeah. Well, that was and both I did that both Saturday morning. And Saturday.
Yeah.
Night. Okay.
So because I'll be honest with you, I love the downtown Grand Hotel where all our listeners were. And I will tell you
like
this.
Like a convention. It really was.
If I had to do it again, I would have stayed down there. I mean it.
I heard Carla was not pleased.
Carla was not. A beautiful place. Don't get me wrong where I was staying. And I got a free offer. And I talked about it on the show.
You're at the Four Queens with Jimmy, right?
The Four Queens. Jimmy's backstage. When I first went in and sat down after the show and the meet and greet Saturday night, Jimmy's just walking around the green room going, "You work hard. You work hard, Mike. You work hard. You work really hard."
I love Jimmy. This weekend. He is so
Jimmy,
great.
How do you not love Jimmy? It's impossible not to love Jimmy. I will get to my Jimmy story on Sunday. It was Jimmy in the dress was there, you know, Jimmy with the lifesavers costume. Jimmy comes out on his own, does that for us.
He's
and
prepared
we should give
bits.
Him the credit that he deserves. He loves it. Don't get me wrong. It's a vacation for him. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, he's a good guy. So you were holding a little bit of court, and I heard from multiple listeners, because you're low-keying it.
As did I.
You were schnockerhoused.
I could have been
Friday night. You were obliterated.
Well, you know,
Friday
as
night.
I tried to reconstruct Friday night, we're dealing already with a time difference. So when we start the show at 8, it's really 11. Yeah. So when the show completes, it's actually really 1 a.m.
Why can't you just own the fact that you are celebrating what is an annual?
You heard every word I said, Oscar. Did I deny that I was drunk?
No, but you're putting time zones into this.
No, but you get ready and you want to come down and perhaps.
What did I say to you after the show Friday night? What did I say when we were in front of Dude Walker and I said something to you on Friday night? Do you ever remember?
I said
good, because everybody thinks I'm always busting your
chops. No, you said that.
What did I say to you personally?
You said personally to me that the amount of work that we all put into this was extraordinary. You made it very easy for you, and you really appreciate all the stuff we did.
I said you.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I meant it. Yeah.
And I meant it.
I felt that.
And then Saturday night, you know, I was, it was Oscar on my left. Then me, and then a man that I could not recognize on my right, who was so not there. It was like you were as hungover on that stage as I've ever seen.
I looked at Rob during show rehearsal, and I said, "Rob, Mike will be here in an hour. Get your together."
He did.
It was like,
and you were going for the brown liquor again on Saturday to get your mojo
actually,
back.
Actually, no,
and
that's
why we hit it. That's why we hit it.
Actually,
or was
no,
it ginger ale?
I told Jimmy, I said, put a lot of ice and a lot of water, and I had have no interest in drinking that again.
But it was. But wait a minute.
It was enough,
a soft drink.
No, it was just enough Crown to make it look brown. That's it. That's it.
Denial. My name is.
But
we were hiding it on you.
A true ambassador of the TMOS nation. I do appreciate that. He actually went to see the people, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is nice. Did. And so, anything notable from Friday night when you held court?
It would have to be reminded to me, but I'm sure there was plenty of notable things that happened on Friday night. Okay, Saturday, I remember better.
All right. Well, Saturday, we were in the same room. We were hanging out.
Exactly.
And Oscar, I got from your buddy Michael and his friend, who was a really nice guy.
Alex.
I forgot what his friend's name was. Two things on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, those are really, really nice guys. And number two, there is a theory that they are all, you know, you guys are all like boyfriends.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like we're all having sex together?
Secret handshake club.
Yeah. Yes, secret handshake club. Because they're, you know, and by the way, people that are sloppy like me mm-hmm. can probably look at people like that. And because you guys are all kind of tailored,
beautiful,
well
tanned,
put together with tans and designer sunglasses and all those things, you're going to say, well, that's it. And so at one point, Carla and Rob and I are sitting together and Carla brought it up. And
well, do you remember I said the thought you said, what do you
don't
think?
Need to say? Don't say this to Rob. That's not. Don't say it to Rob. And Carla and I said, I'm the one that's pressing the issue. I said, no, he'll get it. He'll get it. Oscar and his friends. And Rob doesn't miss a beat and says power bottom. Which is fun.
Yeah.
And that's why I love those conversations because we share them here for maximum entertainment. So. Michael Corleone and your other buddy who are really, really nice guys. And I hope Michael knows that I like him. I like him a lot. I wish I could hang out with him more. He's a good guy. And
he drove up from Phoenix just for the show.
He's a good guy.
I
like
ride
his friend
that?
A lot too.
5 hours.
Wow.
His friend was animated and funny
Alex.
And had funny things.
Yeah, he's great.
Say.
He's great to hang out.
And so we walk into the downtown Grand and they're at the roulette table.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'd had a few adult beverages as well. So I'm trying to get the story from them. Then I heard that that you turned in relatively early on
the
Saturday.
Oh, I got the hook. Yes.
You got the hook.
I got
they
the
hooked
hook.
You out of there. Was that after you spilled the drink on the table?
Well, let me clarify here.
Making right. friends.
Because I haven't heard any of the details.
And influencing people.
So we left. We walked over to the downtown Grand,
right.
in the same direction at least, with Mike and Carla.
Okay.
And we stopped. Somebody was funny enough to bring me a die-cast, a really quality, looked like a little G-Wagon. They said, here's your G-Wagon. Remember, I almost bought something that was...
your Mercedes.
Yeah,
My Mercedes!
And I said to Shane, I just got to run this up to the room real quick. I didn't want to lose it.
Sure.
And so I come back down, and I said, they're like, hey, like, are you ready? Do you want... Like, it's funny because the mentality of Alex, at least, compared to Michael, my friends, they thought we were going... to do what we usually do is some club on the strip or whatever we were going to do.
Right.
And I was like, no. We're going to hang out here. Like, this is where everybody hangs out.
Right.
You never made it out of the downtown.
No. Ground. And I had I didn't.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I like hanging out with my friends, but I'm there for work
we
as well.
We dropped you off there and we headed over to the Golden Nugget on Saturday night.
I ended up playing blackjack with the guys, and Shannon's never played, so we were kind of trying to teach Shannon. We played with our friend Derek from Zappos.
This was at the Downtown Grand.
Yes.
Did you play at one of the tables where they deal from the hand?
Can't even conceptualize how they dealt. They
first
just,
time
they
for
just,
me, that
they
was
just dealt.
Cool.
Single deck. Cool. Yeah,
and single deck. I did not win. It was reckless gambling.
Right.
And
yeah, that's another thing I heard. I forgot about that.
It was reckless.
That you were betting like mass, like you had one stack. And you were able to hang for a while, but you were betting like the whole stack.
It's like $200.
He does this. This is his thing.
Yeah, he does that.
What's the count?
Oscar puts down.
Yeah. What's the count?
Right.
So that didn't work out. And then
you can do better.
Mike, you've probably been. I've seen you do this to slot machines. My friend Michael, when he's losing, it's easy to blame the rubes around you that can't play blackjack.
Right.
So he shimmied us to a slot machine, and then he disappeared back to the blackjack table.
Oh, he just pawned you off.
On his own. And I,
now, technically, as a degenerate gambler, I will tell you that I have heard from my gambling experts that the play of players around you in no way affects the
no,
game.
It
does you against the dealer ultimately.
I've been in this place before with Michael, and Chan's like, Michael, like, he left us. What a jerk. And Shannon's like in this funny place where she's tired and in pain.
Yes.
But also wants to try to hang. And I said, no, look at
him. Post-trauma.
Yeah. I said, look at him. He's fine. He's doing what he does when he doesn't want to gamble with anybody because we don't know how to play the game. And
is he one of the guys that says, oh, if you hadn't taken that hit, the dealer would have buzzed. You drive yourself nuts if you do
I've
that.
I've done that, though, because
you
I know how it feels.
I think everybody does do that, especially when you're gambling real dollars and not just like $5 chips.
Right. Yeah. You have a hard 19. I'm going to double down.
No!
Thank you. You know the rules still.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up when we come back. I will tell you why I'm never gambling again. And more fun and more thrills. On the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
TMOS Live 2019 was an unforgettable weekend with two great shows, the sights and sounds of Las Vegas, along with plenty of laughs and great times. And as we all settle back into reality, the fans have something they want to say.
Josh Frumkin from Germantown, Maryland. It was an incredible weekend. Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and everybody for a fantastic weekend.
Hey, my name's Veronica Maurer. I'm from Mount Vernon, Washington. Thanks for the great weekend.
Doug Carlson, Spokane, Washington. I don't remember much, but I'm pretty sure I had a damn good time. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and Katie for putting together one sensational weekend for us. Here's to 10 great years and for 10 more to come.
Wow. Thank you, Jim, for doing that post-production like that.
Awesome stuff.
Wow. Awesome. That is really wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. The makers of the Quip electric toothbrush want you to know one simple fact. If you have good habits, you are good. You are A-OK. That means to be good, you need to brush for 2 minutes twice a day and floss regularly. And that's it. That's all. Quip makes that simple with their electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide you to a full and even clean. And the Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use the perfect amount every time. That's interesting.
Yes.
Plus, Quip delivers a fresh brush head, floss, and a toothpaste refill to your door every 3 months with free shipping. So your routine is always right, and that makes you good. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS, spelled GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Quip, the good habits company. Okay, so we are not at the roulette table yet,
not yet.
With you.
Right. We just finished up what was erratic, yet fun, in my eyes, fun time at the blackjack table. We've now been relegated to the slots, and by that I mean my wife and I,
right?
And our friend Derek from Zappos, and my wife is now looking for my friend Michael and our friend Alex, Alex has now left our table for a different blackjack table. So they want nothing to do with us.
They're trying to it up, Mike. Change the mojo.
Listening to this, I wish I'd gone right over to the Downtown Grand after the show.
Yeah.
That's what I wish I'd done. I really would, because I didn't see anybody over the Nugget this time. So all the fun was down at the Listener Hotel.
Yep.
That's where I should have gone.
And at that point, Chan said, well, we can't do that. Let's go do something else. And I said, all right, well, have you played roulette before? I don't really know how to play. And she said, well, let's go learn. So we go and walk over there.
What a rube.
just not for nothing, I had a very similar experience with Jimmy learning how to play roulette Sunday night.
Really?
Watching Jimmy. But go ahead, because I would like to add on to this after the fact.
Simple concept.
All right, go ahead. We get there. And it's simple. I get it that if it lands on black or red, or if there are numbers, like you land on your number, you get times.
You win.
You win.
Hey. Duh.
And
spinning wheel.
I think I had roughly $200. I don't really remember. And I said, and I see a couple listeners there. And what's great at a roulette table that if you're get on like the pass line, or you get the 8 to 34, whatever.
Right.
You can win multiple ways.
Right.
I thought it was too much work to put it on multiple numbers. So
it's not really the pass line.
I was going to let it slide. I don't know.
The pass line
crap.
Is crap.
That's a
yeah.
crap.
Okay, what is it then?
Well, you're even, red, black, and then your numbers.
Betting inside and outside.
Okay, outside then.
And then there are combination bets that you can do.
Okay, well, I didn't want a combo.
It's all based on the numbers on the wheel.
It was a lot of work. And I said...
And he's sleepy.
So I would take the stack of chips, by the way, looked like a $5,000.
Because they're dollar chips.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I would just move the big stacks over to where I thought we was going to go.
Right.
And I hit twice. So then I had six stacks of chips.
That's great.
So when you hit, did you hit on the color or did you hit on a number specific?
I hit on a number range. 2-1. Pace
okay.
2-1.
All right.
Good. Oh, that's excellent.
So
did you learn that you put like in between the numbers?
I didn't. That was still too much work for Mike. I couldn't handle it. It was too much. Now right. I had six stacks of chips, really high stacks.
High society.
And then listeners started coming over and they started buying me drinks. And I said, all right, well, I said, I have a drink, but I guess I'll take this other drink. So I had three drinks in front of me and six stacks of chips.
Weren't they free in the casino?
Yes, they were bringing me drinks. They were bringing me drinks.
You can expedite the alcoholism by paying.
So I remember taking four of those six stacks of chips and putting it on the line. And I was like, no. And I was like, I got this. And then
I know the noise.
It's amazing.
And that's going to be amazing to win payoff.
And that went away really quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, it'll be okay. And then I took the next stack and as I was moving the stack, I knocked over one of the three drinks in front of me. And Shannon said, it's time to go. And old me, healthy me, not broken me, would have been like, you go ahead. I'm here to, you know.
Yeah,
kind of what was happening down the street on Friday night at the Golden Knight.
Broken me said, you're probably right. Bye, Michael. Bye, Alex. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I went sadly back to the hotel to pass out.
No pancakes tonight.
No pancakes. No staying out all night.
Bring out the paper towels.
That was it.
There he is.
That was it. And moved on.
Did you finish up at the roulette table? At least?
I ended up losing and quickly. And then I woke up the next morning and said, oh, my God. Thank God I got the hook. Because I would have tripled down to try to get that money back.
Sure.
I said the same thing on Friday night when it was just me and Carla and Jimmy, who had a knack, and because Jimmy doesn't stalk. I know this for a fact.
Right.
Jimmy's just Jimmy. No. And we did two things with Jimmy, and I'll try to get to this quickly because we've got the mailbag coming up after this. The two things were Friday night at the Golden Nugget. We ran into Jimmy, and after the show at the meet and greet, I believe in earnest, I began to enjoy the brown liquor.
Right.
And so at speed, and by the way, I'd taken a month off after my previous bout.
Did it make it better?
Let me just say that I have to be extremely careful now. That's all I can tell you.
All right.
Because I just don't manage it like I used to.
Understood.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a professional. When I, you know, God, I long for the days where it was seven nights a week.
Yeah.
But anyway, now I just don't know what. So the conversation with Carla was just like Carla trying to get me out of there. And me being, I turned into like insta-prick, you know, where I'm like, oh, you just want to go out and hang out with all the young guys. Like, you go, you know,
insta-prick.
And Jimmy's like, okay, come on.
It's going to be all right.
But anyway. With all my being I'm being super nerd, not super nerd, super jerk. She drags me out and we go back to the hotel and I went on the apology tour in the morning, you know, to her and to Jimmy. So everything's cool with that. And I'm apologizing. And then we bump into Jimmy again on a Saturday afternoon where we ate before the show. We had a 3:30 little din-din.
Okay.
And we had that at the Golden Nugget and we did that. Now, Sunday, we've got the whole day because we're taking the red eye back, which, I recommend highly.
I've never felt better. Just,
yeah, well, listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. That's a red eye voice right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we run into Jimmy, and we text Jimmy. We're going back and forth, and Jimmy says, come join me. I've got some stuff for you from the show. Jimmy held on to a lot of stuff that listeners brought for him.
All right.
And meet us at, you know, he said, meet us at Moon Doggies. You know, of course, he finds it's real close to where you are.
I've never seen Moon Doggies in my life.
No, there is a billion places to go in Las Vegas. Every one of them fantastic. And Jimmy ends up at Moondoggies.
Jimmy ends up at a place that was, you know, basically a cinder block wall with a tap. That's the bar that we walk into. But it's a Buffalo bar, and the Buffalo fans. So I am actually quite positive on rendezvousing before, because we have a whole day to kill.
I'm sure, not.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go out and see. But I'm really, and Carla, we are thinking primarily food. We want to eat something. We've slept in, and we want to get out there. So we rendezvous with Jimmy, and we walk in and open the door, and it's like, I'm like, oh, God, last place. I mean, because my voice is absolutely shot. Mm. And at the table where Jimmy has set up shop with his goose from his bar, and with Jimmy and with all these Buffalo jerseys, is Dennis Murphy. And I'm like, oh, even better.
That's terrific.
So I'm really happy about that. And we finally, I am sitting there, and I sit down, and all I'm thinking about is chow.
Right.
I'm thinking about food. And they have put down a pepperoni pizza right in front of us, a big square pepperoni pizza.
Nice.
And Jimmy says, I don't know who this belongs to. I don't know who this belongs to. It might be ours. And so I'm looking at this thing, and I'm not even talking to
people.
Jimmy
should know he is literally a restaurateur.
Yeah. Oh, he's like he's America's host.
Yes.
And so I look at it back. I look at it back. Finally, I take the plunge. I look around like I'm stealing something. Because I know as soon as I take a corner of that pizza, somebody's going, hey, fat man.
My slice.
That's ours.
That's my slice.
But I'm fine. And then once nobody tells me anything after the first one, I'm just, you know, Carla says to me, you might want to slow down. And you know, and I look over her and I'm like,
and why would that be?
So you know, because Carla's managing me like the whole week.
Sure.
Because I'm a toddler. And there was one, I say this story for the purposes of entertainment. There was a celebrity sighting in this place.
Oh.
Apparently, there are two celebrity stories about this bar, Moondoggies.
Right.
Number one, this apparently is where OJ has been to watch the Buffalo games.
Oh, look at that.
And there is another infamous celebrity who is in the bar and sitting in the corner. Rob knows already, so don't give it away.
I shall not.
Who is sitting in the bar with his chihuahua in his lap, a long-haired chihuahua.
Who could it be?
Jimmy broke it to me on Sunday night.
Think infamous, Oscar.
Infamous. With his chihuahua.
Yes.
I can offer a clue as well that I think might steer him a little bit.
I'll give Oscar the first. Okay. I'll offer the first clue.
Okay. All right.
Male.
Yes.
He is a male.
A guy.
And not a Las Vegas native.
Infamous Las Vegas native.
Pony and Maddie can play as well. Maddie won't have a choice. Won't have a chance. Right?
Maddie has to play.
But the next word is victim.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
I know it's not Liberace because he's dead.
He lives in Vegas, though.
This guy lives in Vegas. He's a victim.
Wayne Newton.
Oh.
No, it is not. No, it is not Wayne.
What was he a victim of?
Why are you eating my pizza?
Yes,
thank you.
Is he known as a Buffalo fan? Publicly?
Maybe for people that have done a deep dive on it, but I never processed it.
Me neither.
You know, he might be originally from Buffalo.
Cato Kalin.
Would you like to know the next hint?
Please.
All of his activity of victimhood took place in my former hometown of Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, my God.
Great clue.
Manassas, Virginia. Victim.
Listeners now are going, I know.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know.
National crime story.
Oh, I got it. Bobbitt.
Yes!
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yes.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Whoa, he lives in Vegas?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that is it. Wait, why isn't
that's
that
kind working? Of a strange, I mean, what are the odds?
And he was sitting there very sadly in the corner with his, chihuahua.
What does he look like now?
He
beautiful.
Looks,
he's gorgeous.
He's got a little beard, and you know, he looks fine. He looks well done fine. But we have to take a break.
Alone?
And we'll tell you more about that when we come back and get our mailbag.
Yeah,
by himself. Carla was going to walk over and listen. You know, he was accused of rape. Carla,
that's right. I forgot about that.
Well, it's a big story. We watched the documentary last night.
You should have picked
on
up
Amazon,
Mike. You should have picked up his check, but let him cover the tip.
Exactly. We'll take a break. Come back with your mailbag right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, we're going to play a game. I need to know why you don't subscribe to the bonus show. Too expensive? Wrong. It only costs pennies a day, less than your daily latte. Bore on the floor. It's like the regular show? Wrong. It's 60 uninterrupted minutes without commercials and without censorship, so you'll hear words like shit, fuck, sucker, asshole, and piss used as a verb. Bore on the floor, and you'll stay on the floor, my little piggy, until you go to MikeOMaraShow.com and subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Support the boys, and oink, little piggies, grunt for me. Oink, 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 piggies. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some wisdom from my good friends at Cornerstone. If you want to predict the future, you don't need a magic eight ball. Just rely on solid economic indicators, otherwise known in the financial business as science.
Science!
Right now, economists believe the housing market is entering a golden period. For the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%, while at the same time, unemployment rates also below 4%. That's a golden period that will stimulate activity, and we expect sub 4% mortgage rates and sub 4% unemployment through at least the end of 2020. You don't want to be left out of this golden period. Home appreciation is up. Tappable home equity is at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows. And with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, this golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off credit cards, student or car loans, or do home improvements. Deal with the good people like Joe Rogers over at Cornerstone First Financial. Good guy. Call him, 202-625-1221, or check out their website at cornerstonefirst.com. God, the voice is going like by the second here.
Cornerstone First. Cornerstone First Financial.
Like my body.
Personal attention from application to closing.
We're going to do the mailbag tomorrow.
Okay, it's a good plan.
Not doing it today. My good voice plan. Is gone.
Mañana.
Wow. So anyway, John Wayne Bobbitt at this place, sadly sitting in the right up by the front.
Sad.
With a little Chihuahua dog. And Carla, like, doesn't know the story. So, you know, she runs over and said, No. He was involved in all sorts of, he was the one that got his Schweinsteiger chopped off.
Right.
But he also was, there were alleged horrible deeds that he did. And then he did pornos and all that. And I said, you best stay away, my dear. Please, come on now.
Was Jimmy excited to see him?
Yeah, Jimmy, of course. It's pop culture.
Who spotted him?
Jimmy.
Had to be.
Huh.
Yeah. Jimmy spots every celebrity known to mankind. Jimmy almost drove his motorcycle at 75 miles an hour into a ditch when he saw a couple of Blues Brothers reenactors driving along a highway in Wisconsin. I mean, in Wyoming. I was looking in my rearview mirror on my motorcycle, and we are literally going 75 miles an hour, and Jimmy, the Blues Brothers mobile, comes out of nowhere, and I look at the back, and Jimmy's going, out of his mind. Really.
Do you... do you know if he had sausage on his pizza?
That's it. No, but he was sad. I mean, I looked to he doesn't he didn't really speak to anybody. He was sitting alone. And
get the impression he was there to be seen?
No. No, he had a Buffalo. He was there to see the Buffalo Bills.
That surprises me.
He had a Bills jersey, and I got the impression maybe that's his regular little haunt with his dog. But
the dog's
strange. And then, by the way, Carl and I dove into the documentary about all those events. We're like almost at the end now. We're at the point where she's on trial now.
Okay.
For chopping it off. He's Lorena. Been acquitted. He's been acquitted. And they both share one quality that I've noticed, and that is, duh.
Oh, really?
In Manassas exactly was this?
I'm not sure exactly where it happened, but there are aerial shots of our old house there.
Oh, my God.
When they show Manassas. We lived literally right next to the courthouse.
Yeah.
We were down the street from the courthouse. And just everything he went through and all the people he associated with, were, I'm like, hey, there's our town.
Yep.
There's Manassas. Real sad not to live there anymore. I seen him there. Anyway, it was...
while you're on the topic of Manassas, can I give you one... pointer as to what it's like to play roulette with Jimmy Cerrito?
Yes.
You hear this a lot from the croupier. "Not yet, sir."
Oh God! Yeah, because of his ADD.
Yes.
Because yeah, with the wheel and colors, as soon as they put down
the little glass thing that marks where the
can't mess with that.
And or as Jimmy said, "Well, he put down the magnifying glass, so I guess I can get my money." I said, No, he has move the marker. Not yet, sir.
Take your hands off of the board.
And then he's like, "Well, I have a favorite Buffalo player, but I can't play his number because there's no 48. And it's like, yes, Jimmy, the numbers stop at 35. I don't know.
We hung out with Jimmy on Friday night. Had dinner with Jimmy on Saturday and hung with Jimmy on Sunday. So, you know, as far as my one of my best buddies,
he's the best.
To be able to be there with he is the ultimate
character.
He was so funny at the show. But really, 3 days is that, you know, Jimmy's like Vegas.
Yep.
After 3 days, I'm good. I'm cool. That's fine.
Jimmy's like Vegas. There's good parts and bad parts.
Did anyone have an epic meal? Like something that you wouldn't have had anywhere else? Because it's known for its cuisine, right?
No, we didn't do that.
Well, Jimmy had the scampi.
Well, at the buffet.
Right.
When he walked up and we were in the buffet and at the Golden Nugget. Quality. And you said
it was a little better than you expected.
It was good. It was better than the Wynn.
Yeah.
You know, where Wynn had to have everything for everybody because it's a rich joint.
Sure.
And it has to have everything. And everything was kind of tepid. Where the food was really hot at the Golden Nugget. I liked
it
better.
Good.
But when Jimmy saw the scampi, I heard, ooh. Yeah, he's very excited. Very, very excited. So anyway, it's fine. It's fine. It's a big bowl of okay. We're very happy with that. And now that I've got my equipment working properly, we can move on.
Not yet, sir.
On Voice Gone Wednesday. I'm sorry. I had so much energy at the beginning of the show. We'll take a break and I'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now, thanks to the new Mike O'Meara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Morgan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Zappos.
Hey.
Let's hear it for our good friends at Zappos. We're fresh off our trip to Vegas. Woo. They made the 10th anniversary Las Vegas spectacular a reality. We've never worked with a better group of folks. They're really, really wonderful people. Our buddy Derek and the Zappos family are the best, and that's why we're so pleased to continue our partnership with them as they celebrate their 20th birthday. 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Our partnership is built on listener support. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good.
News.
Kevin Hart will release a real and raw new Netflix docuseries in December. This is not a comedy stand-up special. The 40-year-old actor and comedian said in an Instagram video Tuesday that his docuseries, Don't F This Up, will premiere on the streaming service December 27th. The docuseries consists of 6 episodes and follows Hart in his day-to-day life. The show charts the ups and downs of his recent personal and professional life, including the Oscar controversy. He stepped down as host in 2018 after his past homophobic tweets resurfaced online. The posts dating back to 2011 have since been deleted. Here's the quote, "I am releasing a documentary with Netflix," Hart says in the video. "It's a look into my life over the last year and a half, which has been a hell of a roller coaster. Peaks, hills, valleys, ups, downs. It's as real, as raw, as transparent as you can be, and something I think people need to see." I would watch that.
Wow. Absolutely. Like, and Mike, but keep in mind, Mike, it's this. Real and raw and being released really close to the release of the new Jumanji movie.
Yeah, we got to talk about that tomorrow. Rob and I tomorrow have to talk about these movie companies that play PR games transparent. It's no fun.
Yeah.
Here's a blast from the past. Rosie O'Donnell. Haven't heard that name in a while. She says she's hoping for the best when it comes to her future with her fiancé. The 57-year-old television personality addressed reports that she and Elizabeth Rooney.
Rooney?
that they have ended their engagement, and she did an interview on Monday with Extra. O'Donnell was attending an event for her nonprofit, Rosie's Theater Kids, when she gave the update on her relationship. Here's her quote. "We are still figuring things out. It's hard in the public light." That's according to O'Donnell. "It's hard for a person who is a normal person in a normal job, so I'm kind of used to it. We are trying to figure it out. I'm a hopeful person, and I'm hoping for the best." It sounds like it's done.
So
right?
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, it really
remember
does.
When her TV show got canceled and she didn't have to be nice anymore?
"We're trying to work out what's going on," she said. Rooney? Is a police officer.
Really?
I'm sorry. And she's young, and there's a lot of attention on us.
Yeah.
We're just taking it slow. So I don't know what's
that's
going
such on. A like it's a sad but weird statement.
It is
sad but weird
because
yeah, she's a police officer.
Well, it's a celebrity, and I don't think you have to highlight that you're dating a non-celebrity. It's almost right. Like a knock on her.
Yeah, she's blaming right. It
because
on her.
She's normal.
She can't
How
handle it.
How long was
it?
She with Portia de Rossi? No, I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. All right, very
different funny. Celebrity.
When Portia de Rossi was a cop.
Both celebrities, by the way.
Officer de Rossi.
De Rossi was a cop.
Detective,
sorry, detective, forgive me. Forgive me.
Amelia Clark. Oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh.
She is not going to take her top off on command just because she did a lot of nudity on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Oscar.
But apparently, I can't believe this is still a thing, but I guess it is. A lot of people in the industry haven't gotten that message yet. During a recent interview, she said she gets pressured to go nude all the time. Here's her quote.
It's the worst.
Hey, you get that, don't you?
All the time in Vegas.
Stop it.
What's take under that, that off.
It's hard what's enough to do tux? Without you doing it.
Big boy.
Loosen that tie, big boy.
Here's her quote. "I've had a lot of fights on set before where I'm like, no, the sheet stays up. And they're like, no, you don't want to disappoint your Game of Thrones fans. And I'm like, F you.
Okay. Oh, wow.
On a related note, Dax brought up the fact that a lot of Emilia's early sex scenes on the show were, quote, she was on some Dax podcast, by the way. Were,
probably Dax Shepard.
Mm-hmm. Virtually rape scenes. And Emilia gave her co-star Jason Momoa a ton of credit for making her feel comfortable during that. She said, quote, "He was like, sweetie, this is how it's meant to be, and this is how it's not meant to be. And I'm going to make sure that that's the way it goes. He was so kind and considerate and cared about me as a human being." She added, quote, "He was crying more than I was." So there's that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember those scenes. I remember those scenes because she was forced into that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like the big warrior.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It was,
but remember what they say. When you're Aquaman, no one can see you cry underwater.
Thank you. Thank you. God. He's like sprinting to the finish line.
Yeah, I love it.
According to a new survey, we basically write off the end of year when it comes to our health and diets. 41% of people use the holidays as a reason to punt on healthy habits, and 1 in 3 have already started postponing those habits until January. The survey also found 47% of people say they already know they'll give in and break their diet during the holiday season. The top foods that we break our diet for are cookies,
yes,
pies, and cakes, and home-cooked holiday meals. Yeah, okay, tell me something I don't know. 30% of people say...
This is hard-hitting research.
30% of people say they've had a moment during the holidays where they've unbuttoned their pants because they ate too much. You sure that was a food survey?
It was Mike, they surveyed Gene Simmons.
Yes, after the holiday meal, my pants mysteriously fell to the floor. Overall, the average American will gain 6 pounds over the next month and a half.
Nice.
That's the same amount of weight we packed on last year, 6.5 pounds. And that, for me, is called Tuesday. According to a new study of this year's Black Friday ads, there are a lot of reruns from last year's Black Friday ads. And some of them are back at higher prices. The study found 18% of the deals and that major chains are advertising this year are the same products they advertised last year.
Oh.
That's interesting. The five chains with the most recycled products are Harbor Freight. What is that? What is Harbor Freight?
I think Harbor Freight paid to be on this ad because I've never heard of them in my life.
Me neither.
Office Depot next. Sure. Office Max next. Ace Hardware next. Sears, then JCPenney. The five with the fewest repeats are Costco. Mm-hmm. There you go, Rob.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Fred Meyer. Do you know that?
I don't know.
Hello.
Dell.
Dell. Gotta get a Dell.
Sure, gotta get a Dell.
Lenovo.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Pony loves them.
Formerly Dell or IBM.
And Best Buy. So there you
go. I love going into Best Buy because it's so crowded anymore.
It's empty, right?
It's the merchandise, customers, nothing in
You
there.
Just said you love going into Best Buy, so it's so crowded anymore.
I think he was exaggerating that it's so crowded.
Yeah, because it's so crowded. There's no merchandise. There's no
people. Dizzy when you said those words.
It didn't make sense, but I...
Right.
You grabbed the sarcasm.
I decoded it. Yes,
thank you.
I decoded it.
North Dakota.
And now a little something. There's a 25-year-old guy named Gregory Rary from Warren, Ohio. And on Sunday night, he went into his parents' house and got into a fight with his 29-year-old brother, Chad Sibic.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Gregory went over to ask for money so he could travel to audition for America's Got Talent.
Hey!
When his family wouldn't kick in the cash to support his dream, he got angry and punched his brother in the face. As the cops were arresting Gregory, he told Chad he'd kill him if he filed charges.
Okay.
Because, again, that wouldn't make it so Gregory, that would make it so he couldn't audition for AGT. he was charged with domestic violence, aggravated menacing. There's no word on what talent Gregory was going to show off on the show. My money is anger management. There you go. Thank you. Good luck with AGT. Hello, stars. Anyway, we'll take a break and then come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right here. Thank you.
Hey, how's it going, my TMOS friends? This is your boy, Tomo. You probably haven't heard from me in a while because I've been deplatformed. I've been censored. Yeah, that's what happens when you love this country. They just cancel culture. Yo, well, the good news is TMOS is still spreading the message that the mainstream media wants to hear. Today's show is brought to you by foodprepper.darknet. They may have deplatformed us, but you still need to eat. All right. Well, if you need me, I'll be down in Florida in my bunker. Yo.
There he is. That is... That's Todd. Missed him in Vegas.
It's magical sometimes what I find in my email box. Don't expect it.
He sent it over.
Can we take some time to talk Todd tomorrow?
100%.
Okie doke.
Can't get him on the show. We might as well talk about him. this portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. The best thing about our Las Vegas trip is that Oscar and Shannon cheated death and survived that nasty automobile collision.
Yes.
It's terrifying when two things hit each other with such velocity. Horrifying, really. That is, unless the objects that collide are comedy and fun. What are you doing?
What's that?
What are you doing, you big old Crown Royal? Then the collision doesn't result in death and destruction. It results in the TMOS bonus show.
Right!
The bonus show, a commercial-free, no-holds-barred, you know. Let us fill your airbags with joy. Just click the banner on our website and you help the show and you get bonus content and you'll love it. And it's an extra sixth episode. It makes a wonderful holiday gift. I mean it. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Tylenol capsules. Tylenol capsules discontinued in 1982 because they were being split open and laced with cyanide.
Remember that scandal?
So true.
All the poisonings were in Chicago, but it horrified the entire world. Tylenol capsules, guaranteed effective because your headache disappears the moment you're dead. Tylenol capsules, a product of Johnson & Johnson. We now return you to Carter Country. Already. Let's open up the audio.
Carter Country.
I can start well. Victor French and Richard Paul. Carter Country. Sitcom in 1976 set in Georgia. Yippee. Let's table Tom Hanks until tomorrow. You want to?
Please. Yeah, because right. We got a lot of talking to do. Tomorrow, put it at the front of the show in the vignette tomorrow.
You got it.
We'll talk about the scam
right.
With all the... It just can't be... It's got to be pre-done.
There are three Doobie Brothers that, as of this week, were touring as the Doobie Brothers, but they had a great announcement when someone walked out on stage and did an encore and announced... For their 50th anniversary next year, McDonald is touring. They're going to play Jiffy Lube live. I didn't see any Florida locales when I scanned.
Okay.
But they're definitely going to do it. And you know what? Michael McDonald still sounds great.
And has forever.
He has.
And that's why I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the whole
50th thing. Anniversary. That's a good show. I would go see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Doobies before anything happens.
Who's missing? Jeff Skunk Baxter's missing. But
yeah,
I don't think he's
on that tour. Yeah.
I don't think he's
also really early in the run of the Doobies, but he's also a great musician. So,
but how wild is it to think that the Doobie Brothers is now a 50-year-old band?
Yeah, that's truly one of my all-time favorites.
Crazy. Absolutely. So check that out, folks. Now, speaking of the past and the present, Arthur C. Clarke. Do you remember that name?
Yeah,
he wrote 2001: A Space Odyssey, the book.
That's right. Okay. All right.
So they interviewed him in the year 1974, and they said, what do you think it's really going to be like in 2001? So let's go back to 1974.
Cool.
The prediction he made, this is chilling.
The big difference, in fact, if we wanted to wait for the year 2001, is that he will have in his own house a console to which he can talk to his friendly local computer and get all the information he needs for his everyday life, like his bank statements, his theater reservations.
Oh, wow.
This will be in a compact form in his own house. He'll have a television screen and a keyboard, and he'll talk to the computer, get information from it, and he'll take it as much for granted as we take the telephone.
I wonder, though, what sort of a life would it be like in social terms, if our whole life is built around the computer?
They will also enrich our society, because it'll make it possible for us to live really anywhere we like, almost anywhere on Earth, and still do his business through a device like this.
Basically said Siri.
The future.
Pretty good.
Not
pretty
bad.
Pretty right
huh?
on. Absolutely.
Scary. Have you bought any Christmas gifts for your son yet?
No, I have not.
They've released the most dangerous toy in mainstream toy making. And the amazing thing is it's been around a long time. Do you remember something called the Pogo Ball, which is basically a wooden platform with a rubber ball built in the middle of
it?
Oh,
yeah.
So when you bounce
up one.
It, of course, you perhaps remember this catchy commercial. They've rebranded it as the Pogo Trick Board, but it's exactly the same. So if you don't like your kids, buy it for them.
Why is it dangerous?
I think because it really has no true center of gravity. Yeah, it's unpredictable.
You probably didn't have core strength when you were growing up, but if you have core
strength... No, not like I have now.
And you're a kid, you can probably jump on it.
Core strength.
It's dangerous.
Pogo ball.
Pogaba.
Wear a helmet. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about this? Music today is, I would say, not as good as it was in the past. Time Magazine, my arbiter for cool, has released the best 5 records of the past 10 years.
Oh.
And I put together a montage. Tell me if you like any of these top 5 songs of the last 10 years. We could have had it. I do like this one.
I gave it a thumbs up.
Adele.
Yep. That's a good song.
Taylor Swift.
Meh.
Commercial success.
Paramore.
Yeah.
Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
All right.
Sorry.
Mike, I know you love Dierks Bentley, don't you?
My daughter does.
Oh, really?
You know it's Dierks, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Lil Nas X.
I'm gonna give that a thumbs down.
It's so catchy though.
I can't.
But it's so catchy.
It got so popular so quick. I just couldn't get. I couldn't get on board.
I love it.
You love it?
I know you do. You love banjo-driven pop rap music.
I do.
No,
I enjoyed a great deal.
That's funny.
While we're talking music, a story that I did not know, on Watch What Happens Live, they had Celine Dion. And obviously her biggest hit is the song from the Titanic,
yes.
My Heart Will Go On. She did not want to record it. This happens a lot. They get talked into recording a song. But check out the real backstory of this song.
There's one song that I didn't want to record.
Which was what?
My Heart Will Go On.
No.
It is true.
Why didn't you want to record it?
I don't know. It didn't appeal to me. I was probably very tired that day.
Wow.
Very tired.
Thank God they didn't
listen
to you.
And my husband said, let's hold on.
Yes.
I talked to the writer and he says, let's try to make a little demo. And I sang the song once. And they built the orchestra around it. I never re-sang it.
Wow.
For the recording, actually.
Wow.
So the demo is the actual recording.
Wow. Time. Yes, of course. All right.
Can you imagine
that? Hold on a sec. You be Celine Dion and I will be Andy Cohen. And this is why I love that show so much. Okay. So you're telling the story about the Titanic. Okay?
So I did not want to record.
Wow.
The song I did
wow.
not want to.
Wow.
did not want to.
Wow.
Andy, your eyes never point the same way. But think of that song. That massive hit was a demo that she didn't want to do. And she didn't want to do it. That's pretty wild.
Wow.
And Mike, let's do a throwback to the Kevin Hart show. We'll close with this, all right?
Kevin Hart will star in a documentary series on Netflix. The working title is Comedians in Cars Getting Concussions.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh man!
So obvious, but so spot on.
Dead on.
When they're just there.
Yeah, grab it, baby.
And by the way, everybody in the world of comedy, podcasters, stand-up comedians, all see that and go, "Why didn't I think of that?"
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Awesome. God damn it!
That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, our bonus shows are for sale. This is the time of year we love to sell as many as we can, ladies and gentlemen. So please go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Grab yourself a bonus show. We would appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
That John Bobbitt?
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Go Skins!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
Club them and eat their bones.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you.
Bow
right
your
here.
Sensei. Bow your sensei!